Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and today we're talking about aging gracefully, particularly for women. But I want to share first about my father, who is turning 100 next Friday, and I've witnessed the elegance of his life. Yes, men can be graceful too. I've been creating a photo book of his life in the past couple of weeks, and it's been a journey in itself to witness his life. He's still amazingly vital, alert, even drives short distances, and sings in a Norwegian men's chorus, and so he's just a gift to be with. He has lived through an amazing time of changes, being from Norway, immigrating to the U.S. when he was 18, living through the Depression, working farms in the Midwest through the Dust Bowl, joining the Army, and being in the 59th Evacuation Hospital in Europe. You wouldn't believe he's 100 if you saw him, and we're celebrating next weekend, so I won't be live next week, but we'll have a show. So I want to dedicate this show to him and his age of elegance. Well, today I have the honor to have my guest, Chloe John Paul. Chloe has achieved many things in her life, particularly since she was 55 years old. She's a retired educator and has published 3 books since 2003, 2 nonfiction and 1 fiction. She earned the title of Ms. Maryland Senior America in 2003. She is the recipient of the Fulbright Fellowship Seminars Abroad Award to South Africa. In 1996, she was a volunteer intern during the 2005 Maryland Legislative Session as a Legacy Leadership Institute graduate. She's been a lead facilitator for the Alternatives to Violence Project in Prison and community workshops on conflict resolution for 10 years. She was a state representative for the National Family Caregivers Associations, and that's about caregiving community action network. She's an advisory board member to the Healthcare Commission and an Interagency Commission for the Aging Services in Maryland Department of Aging. She's a hospice and homeless shelter volunteer. She's a world traveler, having traveled all 7 continents. Her latest book is a novel called This Business of Children, and it's not about kid stuff. Chloe's philosophy of life is find a need and fill it. In her book, Entering the Age of Elegance, Chloe shares her experiences, her talents, and her knowledge of how to grow old elegantly with dignity, refinement, and grace. This book is a very positive step-by-step guide, which includes practical suggestions, resources for further study, and encouragement for all of us women who are thrust into this era without prior preparation. And her website is www.enteringtheageofelegance.com. So welcome, Chloe, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you. I am so happy to be with you today, Chris, and I am delighted to hear about your dad. That is magnificent, just magnificent. Just kind of gave me cold chills, you know, listening to you talk about him. Wonderful, and he's left you a wonderful legacy. So enjoy the celebration next week.
Oh, we will. We have people coming from all over to have a family reunion. So our topic today is entering the age of elegance, and it's about rites of passage and a practical guide for the modern maturing woman. And you've accomplished a lot since you turned 55. So was that the age that you realized the need for a rite of passage? What I'm curious about is the turning point for you that made you realize you needed to create something in your life for your older years.
Well, I didn't want to live vicariously through my children and grandchildren, certainly. You know, I enjoy having a family, but I wasn't going to base my life on that. I needed to know who I was. You know, most women spend their lives being somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's mother, grandmother, or they're in a, you know, corporate setting with a job that that's the only identity they have. And then they turn a certain age and they realize they don't know who they are. Now, personally, I went through a very rough time, actually in my late 30s, early 40s. And I don't mind telling you and your listeners, you're speaking to a woman who at one point in her life was in a locked psychiatric ward under suicide watch. And people say to me, oh, you want to share that with the world? Of course I do. Because if my story can help even one woman and get her through whatever she's going through, I've done my job. And I have nothing to be ashamed of. I'm a survivor. I've been there, done it, and I know that I have been successful. So this is basically what I can tell you in answer to your question.
Yes, and thank you for sharing that. I'm sure I hear other stories that women have been in the same situation. And what do you think was in you that made you a survivor?
Well, basically, I knew that my children needed me. Okay, they were entering their teen years, and that thought kept me going. And then I knew that I needed to get help. Doctors told me, oh, you're going to be on Prozac the rest of your life. And I said, yeah, when pigs fly, there's no way I'm going to do that. So, you know, with a lot of research effort on my part and good counseling, and you don't need a psychiatrist. Psychiatrists are only good if you're going to take pharmaceutical medication. There are a lot of wonderful licensed clinical social workers who can help. And I was fortunate enough to find one. And so, doing the research, I knew that I had to do something to raise the serotonin level in my brain, because that's what controls whether or not you're going to be depressed. And I didn't want to take pharmaceutical medication, and I discovered a supplement, a natural supplement, that did the same job. And research shows that it's even better than Prozac. So, and as my own primary care physician keeps telling me, she says, Chloe, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's working. And I have not been depressed since. Do we have a sad day now and then? Of course we do. We all have a down day. And you can have your pity party, as I say in my book, but be sure you set the kitchen timer no more than a half hour, 20 minutes, a half hour, and when that ringer goes off, your pity party's over. Get on with your life. And so, I've learned to do these things, affirming myself, to be able to say, I am strong and lovable. And, you know, when you have a mantra, something like that, it works. It really does work. And, of course, I have a lot to say about spirituality and what it has become for me in my life, but that's another topic.
Yes. Well, I'm curious. I know that you had to really do some deep inner work. If you're, you know, you talk about being in a mental hospital, suicide watch. Were there some core issues that you had to work through to?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's it. It turns into self-hate. You know, and you have to like yourself. You have to learn to not just like yourself. You have to learn to love yourself, that you are lovable. And, you have to learn to accept the drawbacks that come into your life. I've had major disappointments, tragedy in my life, which I don't need to get into here, with other family members. A lot of disappointments of every kind. But I have learned through the years to look at the situation and say, this is a perfect opportunity to learn something new. What have I learned from this? And you can manage to draw out of the experience a very important lesson. And I think once we learn to do that, our lives do change.
Yes, certainly does. And thank you for sharing that. And that was quite a while ago, because you were in your 30s. So, and now you're, well, all that stuff you did since 55. So you're probably in your 60s.
Oh, I'm better than that, honey. I can tell you what I am. I had my 74th birthday June the 3rd, and I don't mind telling the whole world. So, you know, I'm not getting older. I'm just getting better. That's the way
great.
I want to look at it.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, because it is important. There's no shame in our age, and we need to honor that.
Yeah.
So
and
thank you.
The photograph you see of me is what I look like right now.
That's great, because, you know, I get a lot of, with being at our Conference of Women of Wisdom, and I'll get photos of people, you know, for publicity, and then when they come, I don't even recognize them, and I go, oh my God, that was a photo from 10 years ago, and when I get a photo with someone who's so beautiful in their age, and the wrinkles, and the wisdom in their face, I just love it, because it's, you know, that's just showing their wisdom, it's wearing on their face, there's beauty in there, and I really admire women who are willing to do that, and I think more and more people are, that we need to honor our age and, you know, what
exactly.
We've been through.
Exactly. You know, they look at a woman with wrinkles and they call her a crone. You look at a man with wrinkles and we say, oh, he looks so distinguished. Now, how do you like that one? You know,
yeah.
It doesn't
well,
make any sense. I am proud of my wrinkles and my silver locks. They're my badge of honor.
That's right. That's true. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Chloe John Paul.
The world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister God, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
And that was Lorraine Bays on the Woman of Wisdom theme song, and you can buy it on our CD, Women of Wisdom. It's on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. I'm talking to Chloe John Paul. And Chloe, we were just talking about you and your experience and all that. And on the break, we were talking about rites of passage, going into this elder stage. Did you do one for yourself? What do you tell about that?
I didn't do it at the time that I would advise midlife women to do it, but I kind of did it in my own way, and I do suggest, you know, what that rite of passage could be, in terms of, what you can do and what you can have, to do the rite of passage. I didn't do it exactly that way, but I did it in a more spiritual way, and it's a very personal thing, so I don't know that I could share that much here on the air with everyone.
Mm-hmm. So is there information on the book about creating a rite of passage?
Oh, yes.
So people can get that in the book.
Yeah, I do have, something that the women can do. And since I wrote the book like a travel guide, I even have a passport that they can print out. I tell them what their boarding pass should be, and then I give them flight instructions. So I wrote the book as a travel guide because, I have traveled all over the world, and I know how important it is to plan the trip in advance. And so the format is really on the order of those travel guides such as Fodor's, Frommer's, Lonely Planet. And so I think, women who read this will get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, I love traveling too, and I love travel books, so I'm sure I would enjoy that. So something that you mentioned, it was about age 40, to do this work when you're 40, to start in this aging process. But, now they say 60 is the new 40, and it seems to me 40 is kind of is early for people to be working on aging or even think about aging elegantly. They're kind of still figuring out who they are and what they're going to do in their life. They still may have children, people marrying later and having children later. So why is it, what's 40 in for you?
Well, I think if you consider the fact that the suicide rate among midlife women, and we're talking about women in their 40s, according to this study done by the researchers at Johns Hopkins University, has risen dramatically. And they really don't have a reason for it. And, of course, I've been on other talk shows, et cetera, talking with people who are working with midlife women, and they're focusing on the menopausal stage, which occurs, during this time. And yes, the problems do exist. They're already worried about aging. I mean, think about the number of women who are spending thousands of dollars on Botox, facelifts, liposuction, you name it, And, of course, it has to be done every so many years, and it causes other problems. It has even caused death. And it's because women are buying into these anti-aging myths and not accepting, you know, the reality of things. Your body is aging inside you anyway, regardless of what you look on the outside. Your organs are aging. Everything is aging. So, women's self-esteem is going down the tubes. And, of course, all of these people who are promoting these products, they're laughing all the way to the bank. And I have a problem with that. I truly have a problem with that. You know, your money could be spent on better things. I have, you know, traveled the world, not on a very expensive budget. I think the only trip that cost me a lot of money was the trip to Antarctica, and you can't do it any other way because it's very limited. But the other trips I've done on the cheap. And, you know, who gets to spend more than a month in Australia and spend $3,000 or less? You know, there are people that spend that much in a week. So I've known how to do it. And, you know, I'm not going to be spending it on facelifts and all of that nonsense. And then there's so many people who need our help, you know. Find a need and fill it is my own personal philosophy of life. But I also like that old AT&T commercial, reach out and touch someone. And of course, another one of my favorites is, and I don't know who the author is, I would love to know who coined it, a woman wrapped up in herself makes a very small package. Don't you love it?
And, yeah.
You know, I've discovered that to be true. You know, women that I know that it's me, me, me all the time. When's my next hair appointment? Ooh, I have to get my nails done. Can we go shopping again tomorrow? You know, that kind of thing. They're not happy people. They are not happy people. So there are things that we can do that are of service in our immediate neighborhood, our community, our church. There are so many wonderful things, and this is what I've been involved in. Some of the best experience I ever had was being the lead facilitator in the Maryland State Prison System. And I helped these men move on with their lives. And, you know, I was the only woman, in a room with about 20, 25 men. I would not even allow the guard to be in the room because I wanted these men to open up and, you know, work with me. And they did. And at the end of 3 days, I wish you could see the changes that came about. And it's been, you know, it's been a very, very interesting thing. I probably got more out of it than what I put into it. I actually did a presentation in New Zealand in 2004, and I presented what the men had designed as a pre-release workshop that we were using with inmates who were ready to be released. The men wrote it. The men gave it. You know, I trained them as facilitators, and it was absolutely marvelous. So there are things, you know, that women can do to raise their self-esteem. And that's share.
Yeah, that's great. And it's true. Like, we get so stuck inside ourselves and our problems, think we're the only ones out there with this problem. And if you could just get out of your house and go volunteer somewhere, you know, it's amazing what it does to kind of eliminate those problems. They're not so big anymore because you see the reality of the life around you, and helping others in need, get yourself out of yourself.
Exactly. Right now, I am the coordinator for the Good Samaritan Project at my church. I have 28 wonderful volunteers, men and women, who give of their time and talents. And we do many, many things because, especially in this rough economy, you know, there are people who cannot afford to hire somebody, say, for respite care if they're taking care of their loved one at home. They may not be able to afford a tutor for a child who needs tutoring. Someone may need a ride to the doctor or even to church or even to go grocery shopping. We do all of these things. And it's amazing. And there was one parishioner who is so impressed with the work that we're doing that this individual anonymously donated $20,000 to the project so that our pastor, you know, would have the money to help certain families maybe pay the rent or what have you. And I think that's incredible, you know. And I'm honored to be a part of it, truly honored.
Yes, and thank you for that work and just that whole, that reaching out, even if it's not money, just giving of our time is so valuable. So, interesting, you know, tying that in with suicide, you know, of why we have a suicide issue in our country, and is it unique to the U.S.? It would be an issue to talk about. We don't have time to get into that, but the fact that if we can reach out, we might reach those people who are going through this, that time where it's so critical, life and death for them, of going into that place of being suicidal. And sometimes just reaching out a hand to somebody who you don't even know if they're in that place of suicide. We often don't know. And then afterwards, like, oh, if I'd only known. Well, you know, we just need to reach out. And that may have such a great impact on that person that it could reduce the suicide rate.
It's
really that personal, that personal touch that we can make, and it shows that it helps in their self-esteem. Because if you show, hey, I value you, putting your hand on it, I value you, can build up other people's self-esteem. Because that's sometimes where it comes from, is they don't feel valued, they don't feel heard, and all that, and the fears around that. So thank you for all that work you do and the work in the prison. I'm just relating to, you know, and I've traveled too. I've traveled around the world in a very low budget. You know, I think I spent less than $5,000 for a whole year in Asia. So it's a great way to travel and get out there and really be with the people. So my question was, and we only have a minute, but do you still travel? Are you still traveling low cost like that around the world?
I haven't been abroad since 2007. I went to the Holy Land in 2007, and that was a life-changing experience for me that could take up a whole hour to talk about. My most recent trip was to Atlanta and New Orleans, and that was last month, month ago, actually. And very, very interesting. I had been to Atlanta before, but I had not been to New Orleans. And so it was a real treat.
Oh, great. So this is Chris Stainis. We're talking to Chloe John Paul, listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back and talk more with Chloe.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by law. Launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking to Chloe John Paul. And Chloe, can you give your contact information on people can reach you?
Oh, yes. My website is www.chloejohnpaul.com. That's C-H-L-O-E-J-O-N-P-A-U-L. And if anyone would like to order my books, there is a page there, and I would like to give the promo code for Entering the Age of Elegance, because there's a nice discount on the book, and that will be available for a short period of time. And that promo code is CJP2011, but the person who is logging on would have to go. There are several places that you can order the book from, but they would have to go to mybookorders.com. And that promo code, again, is capital CJP2011. And then at the checkout, that's where they can place it. So it's a 25% discount.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hope people will take advantage of that. So we've been talking about aging, particularly for women. What are the fears about aging that women have?
Well, there are 10 fears that I list in my book, and this came about with all the research that I did, because this book really did require quite a bit of research. And the first one is growing older and more feeble. The second one is being alone. Third, being a burden. 4, pain. 5, losing control. 6, losing independence. 7, not having enough. 8, abuse. 9, crime. And 10, dying. Those are the 10 major fears that women have in terms of aging. Now, if you want to discuss any one of them in depth, I'll be happy to do that.
Well, what do you think is the most critical one that people need to address? We'll talk about that.
Well, I think that for women, I think crime is a biggie. I really do, because it is a major fear, and it can happen in broad daylight. We hear about it all the time. You know, an example of this is what happened to an older woman in a Walmart parking lot in Portland, Maine. And this was early afternoon hours, all right? And it was a woman who approached her, asking if she could borrow her cell phone. And as the older woman attempted to respond, the woman sprayed her in the face with mace, grabbed her purse, and ran off. And my own home was broken into in the middle of the day. I was in Washington, D.C. that day. And I think I was with Code Pink protesting the Iraq War. And I know that the break-in had to have occurred somewhere between 9:30 and 3 that day, okay? And I was just devastated because I, you know, I've been in this house for a very long time and nothing had ever happened. And so I immediately had the locks changed, and the very next day I had an alarm system put in. And I have lived with that ever since. And it was not a forced entry. So it had to be someone who knew enough as to how to get in, or maybe who even had the key. And the police were not very receptive to any of the suggestions that I made as far as, you know, being able to contact certain people. They just weren't cooperative, and so the person was never caught. But I have a pretty good idea. I think I know who it was. And so I had to live with it, you know, and I thought, well, okay, Lord. They took stuff. You know, stuff is not important. People are. I've never seen a FedEx truck follow a hearse to the cemetery. Have you?
So no. That, you know, yeah. That.
And then, of course, yeah. You know, there are other precautions that every woman should take on a daily basis. Use the ATM machine only during daylight hours. Always lock your car, even when you're driving. And if you suspect that someone's following you, don't go home. Drive to the nearest police station. And you never give out personal information over the phone or on the internet. And I think, you know, the advent of the cell phone is for me because you have to keep that handy, especially when you're alone in the car. And if you plan to be away from your home at any period of time, then you make sure you alert a neighbor. These are the things that are important. And, of course, you know, identity theft, frauds, and scams, they're very big right now. And I am very grateful to have the Chase, fraud detector plan. They call me. If they see that my credit card, you know, has been used and they don't recognize it as something that I regularly use, they call me to verify, did you make this purchase? So these are some of the things, you know, that that women can do. And I give quite a few tips. There are almost 20 of them, you know, as far as what you can do to prevent identity theft, fraud, and scams. And, you know, even with my credit cards, I don't sign the back of the credit card. I put photo ID required. That's on all the back of my credit cards. Okay?
Yes, I have a friend that does that. I thought that was interesting, not put your signature. Yeah, it is. This is important, and it's important for family members to be involved. My father got caught in a scam. It was a phone scam of you're going to win $5 million and you've got to pay money, and then they tell you not to tell your family, and even got to the point he finally called me because they were going to come bring the money, and they even changed his phone number. They got enough information from him because he thought he had to give it. And so, you know, at some age, you know, yeah. You know, he was in his late 90s, and 10 years before that he would not have done that. And so yeah. It's really important for the children, grandchildren, to be involved and know what's going on, and always, you know, ask questions and make sure they're not getting strange phone calls. And because it's epidemic, that you think of the money that's being drained from with these scams. It's quite amazing. So I want to read something from your book, and we just have a little time for this, that you had on, that I found. And it's a quote from a 16-year-old friend who's talking about older women. And I just love this. Talk about wisdom from a 16-year-old. I simply roll my eyes when they complain about how old they've become and how many wrinkles and gray hairs they have. They are the most beautiful embodiment of women. They have only to reach out their hands and grasp the acceptance. They can tell stories of life because they've experienced it, and that teaching is an integral part of any young woman's life. I look forward to imparting my wisdom to the world. I look forward to the grace and beauty that only an older woman can have. Aging is a beautiful thing. And, you know, such beautiful words from a 16-year-old, and I look forward to, you know, just think of the words that have come out of her when she's in her elder years and full of wisdom. She's already there.
I absolutely loved it, too, and I was so grateful to her for writing that. So I'm pleased to have that as part of the book.
Yes, and so we have 1 minute before we're going to go on a break. What do you, one thing I'm curious about, because you've traveled around the world, is it unique to the U.S., this youth focusing on youth and not honoring the elders? And I know we have very little time to, but just, you know, a quick yes or no question, because I feel like it's kind of unique to, you know, more here than
I do believe we lack something that other cultures lack, that other cultures have, especially the Chinese. They do honor their elders, and I think we need to learn to do the same.
Yes, it'd be good to look at these other cultures and really start honoring our elders. So this is Chris Stainis. We're going to come back and talk more with Chloe John Paul.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking to Chloe John Paul. Let's give your contact information again, Chloe.
Okay, my website is www.chloejohnpaul.com. And as I mentioned before, there is a promo code for anyone who wishes to order the book. They would have to order it through mybookorders.com. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, etc., if they're doing it online. The promo code is good for mybookorders.com. And it's a nice 25% discount. And if there's anyone who would like to call me for a quick chat, my number is 1-888-498-4443. I would love to hear from you, or leave me a note on my website. I would love to hear from anybody who's listening okay. to the show.
Okay, and if someone needs someone, you know, Chloe's out there reaching out. That's how she reaches out. And that code is CJP2011 this year. Mm-hmm. So, we talked about the anti-Asian industry and how big that is, and our obsession with the youth in our culture and all that. And we do so much here in the U.S., you know, well, many, many countries too, not just the U.S., that make to do be beautiful. Dye our hair, all the makeup, all that. What's your thoughts on these? Because I think you're pretty outspoken about it.
Well, it's so funny because in terms of dyeing, I have a section in the book called To Dye or Not to Dye. Believe it or not, there was a priest in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who got hold of my book, and he used the beginning of it as part of his homily that Sunday. And I thought that was pretty funny. You know, I just felt that was quite humorous that he would, you know, go into a very serious homily to die, D-I-E, or not to die, D-I-E, referring to the passion and death of Christ, of course. But anyway, you know, I was dyeing my hair for years. I was every color in the book. And I began losing my hair, and I was really becoming concerned. Of course, dyeing it only aggravated the condition even more. So I looked at myself in the mirror one day, and I said, who are you trying to impress? You have no one to impress but yourself. So I went out, got myself a G.I. Jane haircut, and started letting it grow back with the silver in it. And I just let it grow, and as you can see, you know, today I have a full head of hair. And, of course, I have used some things, you know, that promote body, you know, and I do love the Spencer Forest products. I find them to be very, very good very worthwhile. So there are things that you can do to enhance. And, of course, you know, other women are following suit, and there are even books out now about, you know, the graying hair, and websites, you know, and women are beginning to accept this and loving it. So I, you know, don't have a problem with being silver locked. I feel I've gotten probably more compliments now that I'm silver haired than I did when I was dark haired. So go figure.
Yeah. Well, silver is beautiful. I think probably sometimes what's harder is when it's a mix and it kind of feels, you know, it's that gray and your color all mixed in together. And we go through that changing stage that doesn't always, we don't always feel so good about. But you know what? It's what's natural too. I know people who have given up trying to do the hair and letting it be that way.
Well, salt and pepper, then the other thing too is the hairdo. You know, if you're 65, 70 years old and you're running around with a ponytail, it's not at all becoming. I'm sorry, honey. You know, you better take another look and do something different. And you know, I have a section also in the book called Classy or Cheesy. And, you know, it's not something that I said. Actually, Carla Davis wrote this in her eZine article, How to Be Classy and Elegant Without Money. And so, you know, there are certain things, even in terms of clothing, and Tim Gunn, the fashion guru, and the author of A Guide to Quality, Taste, and Style, didn't mince words when he was on Oprah, and he told her what the over 40 crowd was never to wear, and that included horizontal stripes, jackets that hit at mid-length, pleated jeans, low-rise jeans, capri-length pants, and double-breasted blazers. Now, that's just a small list there, but I could add to that, too. You know, the day came when I had to look at my closet and say, it's time to give this up. I cannot wear this anymore. I don't want to look like a dowdy old lady, and I don't. But, you know, I'm not going to go around in a miniskirt either. So there are certain things that it's a trade-off. And I always manage to look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm not sure if I agree with capris with Tim Gunn, because I'm over 60 and I love capris and I think they look good on me. So, I think it depends on the individual and our bodies and all that too. So, but there is a sense of when you're kind of out of place, you know, trying to be a 20-year-old when you're not, and
exactly.
That's more what comes across, you know. So I want to know, who do you admire most? Who would you like to be like or model your life after?
You know, I really can't answer that question. I don't want to be anybody else. I like being me. And that may surprise you, and it may come off as being self-absorbed. I don't think so. I don't want to strive to be like anybody else. I want to be the best that I can be. And that will be my legacy to the world, to have lived this life to the max, living in the best way that I know. And I don't have any desire to go imitating somebody else. I do admire a lot of women. In fact, I have, at the end of the book, I have my 20 wow women. Women that I admire, you know, for different reasons. And then I invite the reader to create her own list. But it isn't that I want to be like any one of them. You know, I think trying to share some of the qualities, that they have. Yeah, that's a good idea, to develop these qualities that you can improve your own life. But, you know, I don't want to be a replica of somebody else.
Great. Thank you. So one last minute. There's something in your epilogue you wanted to share with the audience, and we'll just have a minute for you to do that, and then we're going to close for the day.
Okay. Well, you had asked me to share what I had to say about a wise Indian guru and what he once said. And this wise Indian guru once described humans as being a house with four rooms, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And he said that we tend to spend most of our time in only one of those rooms, and that it would be in our best interest to visit each room daily. And this is what I do, and it does work. And I just want to mention to your listeners, Remember how we used to refer to the main subjects taught in school as the three R's? Well, now you have another set of three R's to think about. Reflect, resolve, and regenerate. Reflect on what you have read or heard and develop an action plan. Resolve to put your action plan to work immediately and aim for consistency. And then regenerate into the vibrant, graceful, elegant person you were meant to be. And I wish you all a fabulous trip.
Thank you, Chloe, for being here today and sharing with our audience what it means to live gracefully and elegantly in our older years. I want to leave everybody with this thought. You're never too old to start something new. Thank you. What you always wanted to do. Think about it this weekend. What is it you want to do in your life? What one thing would excite you and give you a sense of accomplishment? And how can you show up gracefully as you grow into that golden age? Let's pave the way for young people to know being old is cool. This is Christina's. Thanks for sharing this time with me on Voices of Women. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org and check out my award-winning and Amazon bestseller, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org and also can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women and have a great weekend.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.